friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. Find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Hope everybody's doing fantastic this weekend and had a great week on making progress towards either goals or personal development processes, and just, you know, every little thing, improvement, every little day helps. There's a Japanese philosophy, Kyatsen, and pardon me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it means improving a little bit every day. And the challenge with a lot of us is that we feel that we need to make these big changes now. We need to get in complete perfect health now, and we need to do this now. And when you can just make small changes every single day consistently and persistently and just relax with the process, things will go smoothly. And so what we're going to talk about today, or one of the things, is leadership, alpha leadership, if you will. And leadership is such a huge topic that it goes beyond the scope of a 10-minute podcast. There is many classes that are teaching it. There's books on leadership. There's all this stuff out there, and it's all very, very good stuff. However, what I'd like to do is just kind of hit some of the stronger points, or some of the uniquenesses on how I and some of my teachers and mentors perceive leadership. One of the things that's a challenge here for the general population as far as leadership is concerned, we really don't have any great examples of really good, effective leadership, because when they're really good, they don't stand out that much. I mean, we have the military style of leadership, which is barking orders and telling people what to do and this to do and that to do. And even the military is changing that philosophy about their leaders are creating other leaders. Then we have these, quote, leaders or coaches in the sporting world, and they tend to do the same thing, bark orders and tell people what to do. And so many times the average person associates leadership with telling others what to do. And that really isn't, at least in my view, really what leadership is about. At the bottom line, leadership is about creating other leaders. And you can create other leaders if you're barking, and then all you do is create barking leaders, or you can create what Robert Dilts talks about as this alpha leadership, or an alpha leader. And in that context, there's three key components of this leader. One is anticipation, or anticipating. The other is aligning. And the other is acting. And so with anticipate, an alpha leader will be able to detect weak signals, and that is be able to see trends and patterns in the process they're in. So depending on what market they're in, depending on the circumstances, when you're leading, the presumption is that you have people following, and they're following you. It's for a reason. You have a goal, you have a mission, you have something in plan, whether it's a small group, whether it's a company, regardless of what it is. But when you are able to detect trends and patterns in the larger environment and see them before they happen, that is part of the anticipate process of a alpha leadership. Then when you are aware of that, you have mental agility, and that is having the behavioral flexibility to respond appropriately when you see these weak signals or warning signals or anomalies, if you will, in patterns and trends in the market that you're in. And then the third part of this anticipate is freeing up resources, and that means you're creating a fluid response to quickly adapt to these new circumstances. So again, with the alpha leader, there's the anticipate. So a good alpha leader will anticipate, again, that is detecting weak signals in the larger environment, having mental agility and to maneuver through it, and having freeing up resources, having enough resources and creating a fluid response to respond to these circumstances. The next part is the alignment or the align part of alpha leader, and that's leading through thorough embodiment, and that is that the leader is developing personal power through congruence and personal alignment of themselves and being aware of how they impact others on their team. And this is pretty critical, because when you see leaders, you know, we can say they're out of congruence, they say one thing, do another, and you know, you teach people whether you teach them or not, because what you demonstrate, you know, what you're doing speaks so loud I can't hear what you're saying, basically, is this is what this is about, is the alpha leader is going to develop this personal power through congruence, internal congruence and personal alignment, and then being aware of how he or she impacts others. There's the part of tasks through relationships. And so the alpha leader in the align section establishes cooperation and rapport and encouraging organization, self-organization of his team or her team and others, and basically leading from a meta level, a level above leadership. And so by being able to establish rapport with the individuals on the team and not bark orders, but be able to align with them, a leader will then be able to help that team self-organize and become more proficient. And then the other part in the align process is that the alpha leader will also create a culture that is safe to act, to safe to take action, so that the team itself can win, the team itself can grow, the individuals can grow through their mistakes and grow through their victories. So that's part of the align process of an alpha leader. And then the third part, you know, part is the act, and that's the the 80-20 rule. You know, 20% of your actions will give you 80% of your results, which basically means know your focal points, know your leverage points, know what's going to give you the best result for your time, effort, and energy, and know where to tap into that. And that's part of knowing your team, knowing you, and knowing others. And so this is all part of a leadership. So even if you feel you're not leading anybody, if you are a husband, a wife, with children, this is all part of leadership. When you're going to have a family project, you can figure out who's best at doing what, as opposed to telling somebody to clean up their room. If they're better at doing something else, you shift those tasks around. Now, I'm not telling you how to be a parent, but this is just something to think about. And if you don't have a business and you're single, there are people watching you. And this is what's important, is that everybody is a leader at some level. When you go out in the world, when you present yourself to the world, either through your work, how you communicate with people, when you're buying something, when you're a consumer, however you are walking through the world, people are watching you. And there are some people who are watching you because they want to follow you. And when you can get these three parts down of this alpha leader, right? This anticipate, this align, and this act. And I'm not done with the act yet. You'll be able to create a magnetism for others to follow you. So the act, again, these three parts of the alpha also have three subparts. So in the act, we talked about the 80-20 rule. And then the second part in the act is the ready, fire, aim. And I know a lot of people talk about ready, aim, fire, but it's ready, fire, aim. And that means that you take action and then correct and continue. And there's a lot of folks out there that talk about this, T. Harv Eker and others talk about it. But when you think about it, if you sit and get ready and then you aim and then you fire, you may be waiting for that perfect aim before you fire, and then you never fire. So it's better to take action, get a result, and correct and continue than to take no action whatsoever. So acting is important on it. And then the other part is dogged pursuit, if you will, and that's focusing and stretching your goals and being clear about how you and your team creates value to the world. And again, if you don't have a team, it's how do you create value to the world? How are you adding value to others' lives? And this is that pursuit, that when you know how you are creating value to others' lives, that's part of that new alpha leadership. So it's not just the old leadership where you're telling people what to do, et cetera, et cetera. The new style of leadership is more introspective. They look at their own values, their beliefs, how they impact their team, how they impact society. What is their value so that they can create a proper mission statement around it? All of these things are about creating a alpha leader or alpha leadership style, if you will. And I would encourage you to think about how are you a leader? Not if you are a leader, but how are you a leader? When you go to the gym, do people kind of shadow you around the gym to follow you as what exercises you're doing? When you are shopping and you go up to get a product and you look at it, you read the label, and you move on, does somebody else take a look at that product to see what did you see in it that they didn't? So there's these whole aspects of being a leader, even if you don't think that you're leading anybody, that is so, so important. So please consider this next week, how are you a leader? How are you affecting other people's lives? And perhaps how can you bump it up a notch so that you can become a more pronounced leader in your community, a more effective leader for your family, a more compassionate leader for your team? Take a look at that, because you know, with all the movies that we have and all the other stuff, we really have been programmed to think that leadership can be about barking orders. That's the only way to get people to do something is to yell at them. You know, the old adage, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So if the leader barks enough, the team's going to listen to them. Well, also the squeaky wheel will get removed and get replaced with a new leader. So take a look at that, because we've been programmed completely ineffectively. Those things might have worked in the industrial age. We are far past that now. So start to think about how you can be a more compassionate, effective, you know, how can you anticipate things? How can you align yourself? How can you take action immediately and be that effective leader? Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind,